Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you can join us on this beautiful Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll hit right around 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low near 51. And then for Tuesday, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Joined today by Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. And Commissioner Bubb, you and I were just talking about the beautiful weather here. But in some parts of this state, drought is a major problem. And you and I were talking about, you know, farmers and all the different businesses and that. It's been bad. What have you been hearing here in Licking County as far as droughts?
Mixed messages, but potentially some areas to the south will see reduced output from their grain crops this year. So the price of grains isn't real aggressive, so it's not a good year for a lot in the farm community. Some areas have had some limited rain and some haven't, but we have a burn ban for southeastern Ohio, and right now a forecast for the next 10 days doesn't call for any rain. So be conservative in your water use, and we'll just hope for some rain this fall.
And I know you have a great relationship with folks, obviously, with the state county commissioners board. I mean, are you hearing some horror stories from some of your fellow commissioners?
Just mixed results. Yeah. Depends on where you're at in Ohio. Some areas have had rain, some haven't. I think it's too early to tell. It's going to be an early harvest because the crops will mature out, and so we'll see how the early harvest goes. But probably not going to be a banner year for the farm community. However, what I want to talk about the most is congratulations to the Doney family on a new grandchild. I just saw a picture of a young girl named Marley born over the weekend in Columbus. And boy, isn't your family blessed.
Oh, we are. It's
congratulations.
Thank you so much. You say all the time, and I've said this when we had kids, you know, my oldest son was like, or my youngest son who had the child, he's like, well, Dad, it's a girl. You know, I know you and boy. I said, look, you're missing the point here. For me at this age, it's 10 fingers, 10 toes. I don't care anything about it, what sex it is. I want a healthy baby. And from the lungs that I heard with this kid crying on early Sunday morning, she's very healthy. And then come to find out, you have a granddaughter named Marley. It's both spelled the same way.
She's 25 years old.
Yeah.
So that's a good name. And congratulations to you and your wife. That is and your son. Very, very nice.
Yep, we are fully excited, and we're in grandparent mode. I'll be heading over there this morning to
take
some food.
What's the idea?
That's right. Don't say anything to the boss. He may be listening, but I'm going to take off and head over to the hospital. Hey, a lot of great things are happening in the community, but the first thing I want to jump on, and then we're going to get into a program that's going to be trialed here, is the election right around the corner, November 5th. One thing that folks need to know about with early voting, what's going to be happening there, the dates, where they're going to do it, because I know at the court, at the Licking County Administration Building, some work being done in the courthouse impacts what's happening, but bring everybody up to speed on election and early voting.
Yeah, nothing that we're doing construction-wise will interfere with the public election, so period on that. Done. In fact, we have our parking garage now, the lower level just across the street, now reopened on the lower floor. It's under construction. We're finishing the top, but the bottom now is open for public parking free. There's public parking around the county building. The drop box is open and ready to go out front. And as we did 4 years ago, we'll be opening the lower level of the county administration building as a countywide voting center. And as you know, October 7th is the deadline, so if you're not registered and signed up and verified, do it before October 7th, or you'll miss the party in November. And then starting October 8th, and on a regular basis for about 25 different voting days before November 5th, we'll have early voting at the County Administration Building in downtown Newark at 20 South 2nd Street. People that have been around here for a while know that drill. And we'll publish the days and times for early voting. And by the way, if you can't get downtown for early voting in person, make your application through the Board of Elections and you can vote by mail. There is more opportunity than ever for people to get registered and vote and participate. And, of course, Election Day is November 5th.
And you know, I tell folks, because I don't know all the dates and times, but I know who does. That's the Licking County Board of Elections. Go to their website. They have everything there, when, how, all those good kind of things, if you're not sure what times. But they've got it laid out for you. They do a good job of making sure folks have that information.
Let me give you as an example. Starting, I told you, October 8th starts early voting. That's a Tuesday. So that first week, that Tuesday through Friday, October 11th, will be open from 8 to 5 each day, and those are just the initial hours. The hours actually expand, and actually 2 weeks before the election even have Saturday and Sunday hours for people that can't get in during the week. So it's all good. The last day of early voting is November 3rd. That's a Sunday in the afternoon. There's no voting on the Monday before the election because they have to get ready and get all the polling places ready out across the county. So then if you don't vote early by November 3rd, then you need to vote on Election Day, November 5th, and it's all good.
So, yeah, again, just kind of keep that in mind as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you get folks out there and it will be taking place. Let's talk a little bit, too, about aggregation, because this is going to be a big thing with a lot of folks in this community, and the commissioners have stepped up and said, hey, we're going to help out. Here's what we're going to do to make sure folks understand this whole entire process.
Well, we've talked a lot about aggregation on this program. Why? Because it saves residents money. If you are an AEP customer and you have public electricity through a PUCO program, or if you have natural gas through Columbia, you still have them as your major provider, but through aggregation, you can actually get a break in the price on the cost of fuel. And as you know, in 2022 and 2023, we've added these communities to a countywide aggregation: Newark and Heath and Johnstown, mm-hmm, and Pataskala, all cities, and a whole bunch of all of our villages: Hanover, St. Louisville, Alexandria, Grayshot, Utica, Hartford, Kirkersville, Hebron, and Buckeye Lake. And we already had four townships in aggregation, so a majority of the county now benefits. So what are we doing this November 5th? We're going to try to add this, some more folks to the party. We have a dozen of our townships here in Licking County. About half of them have said, hey, we want in on aggregation too, or give our folks a chance to vote to add it to the portfolio. So, and I'm not going to give you a quiz. You don't have to memorize this. But for people out there listening, Bennington, Burlington up in northwestern Licking County, Hanover out east, Hartford, obviously up in the Johnstown area, Jersey, Liberty, also western Licking County, Madison out east, Marianne out east, Monroe Township, which is the Johnstown area, Newark Township, just north of the city of Newark, Newton, which is basically the St. Louisville area, and St. Albans, which is the Alexandria area. St. Albans, all those townships, about 10,000. Of those voters will have a shot at aggregation on the ballot for electric and gas. If they pass that, they can expect within the next year to see a reduction in their utility prices. So I've said it before and I'll say it again. Why would you not support aggregation? It's a way to save yourself some money.
And again, when we talk to folks about this, it's kind of one of those funny things where you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, as you and I have said before, what do you mean we're going to save money? This cannot be right. But it is. I mean, this is something that
wholesale.
Folks need to worry about. Yeah.
Think wholesale purchasing of fuel prices. That's what we do. Rather than just take the utility price, we actually go out in the market with an RFP, request for proposals, and hopefully, you know, it depends on the market, get a better price for electric by the kilowatt or gas by the cubic foot. And if you're in an aggregation group, we can contract on behalf of that group and get you a better price. And your bill will reflect that. And by the way, for folks who say, well, this is too good to be true. Well, it really is not too good to be true. It is true. But I've got a couple of public events scheduled for October 3rd. That's on the eve of early voting. Mm-hmm. Thursday, October 3rd, we're going to get together down in Hanover Township at the Township Hall, Hanover and Rockhaven Road, from 6:30 to 7:30. And that same evening, right over here in Jersey Township on the western side of the county, over at Mink Street and 161, that evening at 7:30. Two public meetings. We'll be there. We'll answer all your questions. We'll hand out information. So if you're really kind of thinking, I'd like to learn more about this, make a note Thursday, October 3rd, either at Hanover Township or Jersey Township that evening, and we'll be there and we'll stay as long as we need to answer your questions. Because why would we not want you to get in on this good deal?
And again, it's if it's not something you want to do, nobody's holding a gun to your head. I mean, if it's you don't feel comfortable with it, just vote it. But, you know, you have to understand that folks in your community may like it, so you may not want it to vote for it, but it's going to pass. You're going to be like, okay.
You can help your neighbors by voting for it, and if you don't want to take the savings, opt out for free. You can opt out. You can pay the higher utility price from the utility, which you're currently paying, and it's no skin off anyone's back. It's free to opt in and free to opt out. And by the way, energy co-op members are not in this because the law doesn't permit a member-owned cooperative to participate in aggregation. You have to understand, they can already competitively buy energy in the market. So this is just for PUCO utilities. And the most obvious example here is Columbia Gas and AEP. And by the way, they don't oppose this because they still get paid to be your provider. They deliver the utility, the electric or gas, to your home. They are your service entity. All you're doing is the fuel component, which is a separate deal. You're simply getting a better price for the fuel component. So, you know, you give it some thought if you're in those 12 townships. Just remember, a majority of the county is already benefiting.
Yep, I want to make sure we hit with that. And then finally, before we take a break, you got the senior levy is on there as well. So folks who were not exactly sure that was on there, maybe explain what they're going to see as far as the senior levy goes.
It's just a renewal. It's a renewal of the levy for senior services. 40% of our population is in that senior category of 60-plus. And a lot of them are doing fine, and a lot of them need some help with transportation, meals on wheels, in-home help, socialization, all the things that this the whole variety of agencies in our community provide to keep our senior community taken care of, including the Licking County Aging Program, which is the biggest of them, but certainly not the only. And there's no new tax here. This has been going since the 1990s. It's a every four-year renewal, and it's time to renew the senior levy. It's time to take care of your parents, grandparents, neighbors, and friends. It's basically helping keep people in their homes and out of nursing homes and out of assisted living, and it actually saves the greater community money by allowing people to stay healthy and in their homes and vital into their senior years. Again, why would you not support a levy that has proven itself through the years to be effective? It supports more than two dozen agencies that serve the senior community, including transportation. And so I would ask you personally to vote for the senior levy renewal. It is one of the best votes you can make, and it's no new taxes.
Take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 with Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Country 107.7, Dave Doney, your special guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb, and maybe had a little bit of problems with our mics, but the most important mic was working, and that's the commissioner, so we're good that way.
I'll just keep talking. You just sit there.
What are you, my wife? What is it? Did you talk to her?
That felt familiar, didn't it?
What? Is there something I don't know? What is going on here? But it looks like everything's back up and running. So, all right, special program that now is going to be started, a trial program here. And this is one, Commissioner, I think, you know, it impacts so many lives in our community. Maybe not you directly, but somebody you know may be having to deal with the issue of drugs in our community. Talk a little bit about what is going to be trialed here in the county.
Well, just a quick comment of perspective. Back about a decade ago, when the opiate crisis really was at its sort of a peak, and you know, the drug manufacturers and distributors were handing out opiates like they were candy across the country, on the theory that, gee, this must not be addictive. Well, it turned out to be. And we can point fingers, but that's what it was. But there was a massive lawsuit in federal court across the country, with local governments especially going after these companies that turned opiate drugs into candy. And we wanted damages. It impacted all of our communities. A lot of lives lost can't be brought back because of that. And a lot of people still suffer addiction problems because of it. And we can put our finger on Purdue Pharma, but there's plenty of blame to go around. Anyway, long story short, we won in federal court, and the companies, the distributors, the drugstores, the manufacturers, whatever, have had to pony up and are paying, and will be paying for a number of years. And that money comes back to the communities for programs to try to alleviate the problem or help. And it can be harm reduction, it can be education, it can be treatment, or assortments of all the above, but it has to be focused on working on the addiction problem. Okay, cut to the chase. There are two sets of money that will impact Licking County. One is regional money from the One Ohio Foundation for a 7-county region that includes Licking and our neighboring counties. I'm not at liberty to say what programs have been picked, but recently, out of 77 applications to spend money in the 7-county region that includes Licking, 17 programs were selected. A couple of them especially will be excellent for Licking County. Until they're approved by the state, I'm not at liberty to say what they are, but I can tell you I've been part of the review, and they will be positive, and that's coming. The other part is local money that was given to the county and local entities to help, and on a smaller basis, alleviate the problem. And to cut to the chase, what you were asking about, Dave, recently, last week, the commissioners heard a proposal from the Licking County Board of Health, Chad Brown, to create sort of on a trial basis for 1 year, let's see how it goes, a navigator program. Essentially, this will be a social work program based at the county health department with a specialist or two employed to basically work directly with families that have an addiction problem within the family unit or a friend or a neighbor. And basically work to handhold to get them in treatment, to get them to appointments, to get them transportation. In other words, not just here's a 1-800 number, good luck if you're in drug crisis or in an addiction crisis. This is a navigator program to provide more direct help. We're committed, and I believe we will be contracting in the next couple of weeks with the Licking County Board of Health to do a first-year program under Navigator starting around the 1st of October. It'll be based at the Board of Health. They'll be looking for referrals, and they'll be working in this area. My hope is it will be successful and that it will grow and expand, because there are a lot of families that have problems and need help. And so I want you to know that from a Licking County government standpoint, we're doing this. We're also talking to a couple of the other local governmental entities about potentially putting some money in this as well. But we can afford it with the money we've received from One Ohio, from the federal court settlement, a class action suit. And we're going to put some of that money to work for a navigator program. You'll hear more about it as we contract for that in the next couple of weeks. But I wanted just to introduce it to you here first today so that you'll know what's going on.
So is this will be open to anybody, no matter income eligibility? Because as you and I have talked about before, I mean, this impacts all folks across the economic status, no matter if you're poor or rich. So no one will have to show any kind of economic need for this. It's just pick up the phone and go, we need some help.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we talk about this with this money. I mean, a lot of times folks want to, well, we heard about this money 2 years ago. Where's it been? And you're always, I know, say, you know, things do take time. You got to be able to flush things out. This is one of those examples where, you know, maybe some folks wanted it to happen quicker, but you got to make sure you get the right program in place as well.
Well, and accountability and making sure the money is well spent. Be honest with you, I talked about that regional thing with 77 applications. Actually, originally there were more than 130 applications. The state had to sort that out because you had all kinds of outfits from around the country with dollar signs in their eyes, seeing money in Ohio and saying, hey, you know, they were inventing programs just to get their hands on the money. So trying to boil that down, it's just like on the internet. You got to get past the BS and get to the programs that are real and not waste the money. And we have seen now at the regional level some good programs, 17 of them, in fact, that will be implemented in the 7-county region that are real and that will make a difference. And our hope is that this program here in Licking County that we're underwriting will be real and make a difference as well. You can be in a hurry to spend the money, but you can also make some big mistakes if you're in a hurry and you spend it not wisely, and all of a sudden you miss the opportunity. So we believe this is a first step, and there certainly will be other opportunities as well. Our goal is to help people. This money is not meant to be kept in savings. It's meant to be put out there with programs that will make a difference. We believe this will, and only time will really tell, but I'm relatively confident that Chad and the health department will run an excellent program.
And again, as Licking County Commissioner, I mean, you hear the stories, I'm sure, every single day, especially if you're talking to any law enforcement, the sheriff, sheriff's office, adult court supervision, any of those, they'll tell you that a lot of these issues deal with two things, drug use and abuse and mental health issues. So to be able to tell folks in Licking County, yeah, we understand what's going on here. We've got a program right here in this county that's going to be able to help you and not cost you a dime.
Well, I hope that's the case. And, I mean, that's what we're striving for, and we're spending it the way you're supposed to spend it. There will be an accountability piece, and we'll be very open and direct about what we're doing with it, because the goal is to help people. And, they're our family. It doesn't matter where income or where you live. If family's in crisis, if someone has an addiction problem, they got a problem. And it's very difficult for families to deal with this because you're in crisis. So the idea behind a Navigator program is there's a hand there to help. And so we're optimistic, and it's no different than what Shepherd Hill does and stuff here locally. And this is not take away from any of the other local programs that help families. There's just a need for more help. And so we, as an example, the city of Newark has put some of their One Ohio money in some programs at Shepherd Hill. Absolutely support that. What we're trying to do is put the money out where it'll help people.
Before we step away from today's show, folks who have come down to your office, Bev Adzik has been a kind of a fixture down there for the past number of years after coming over from the village of Granville. But Commissioner, as you know, the old saying, all good things must come to an end, and Bev is stepping down. But you know, you've got somebody who's going to be filling her shoes, a name that's very familiar to folks here in Licking County and helps so many people in his previous roles. But Dave Edelblut is coming back. How nice was it to get Dave to come back to the community?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. We lured him away from the Ohio Supreme Court, where he's been for about 7 years, working excellent children's programs over there for the state of Ohio. But he's always lived here, lives in Granville, worked for the county for about 20 years as the administrator of our juvenile probate court, knows a lot of folks, knows what's going on in Licking County. It'll be a seamless transition. We're going to put Dave to work and starting October 7th. So if you know Dave, and he knows a lot of folks in this community because he's been active in this community, as has his family, for a long time, tell him congratulations and tell him that Commissioner Bubb's going to put him to work hard.
Well, here's the only thing. I mean, did he know that he was going to be working for you guys?
Yeah, he came anyway. Isn't that amazing?
I usually thought he was a smart guy.
He's relishing the opportunity.
Oh, I'll bet he is. But Bev is retiring, so she's kind of stepping in. It's, you always worry when you have change like that, because if anybody knows, I mean, Bev ran a pretty good ship down there for you folks. It's awful hard when you lose somebody with that kind of experience, but to bring somebody in like Dave has got to make you feel a little bit more comfortable at night.
One of the things that we do in county government is we do focus on succession. I guarantee you this county was founded in 1808, and I haven't been a commissioner since then.
Close.
In other words, my point is there's always going to be new faces in the commissioner seats, and been new staff through the years. And the goal is to keep Licking County on a roll and moving forward into the next two or three decades. I'm sure Dave isn't going to last that long. I know I won't, but we'll have our turn and our opportunity to make a difference, and he'll be good continuity going forward, and there'll be other changes in our staff because people age out and want to retire and do other things, and that's natural. But at the same time, we got to find other good people to take their place. So I'm optimistic that Dave's going to hit the ground running, and hopefully it'll be just a seamless transition so that the people of Licking County will continue to be served.
And Dave, again, is a great guy. Worked with him closely when he was over at the Licking County Juvenile Probate Court. So a great guy to have in. As I always like to do, in these final few seconds, there's a lot of information folks need to know about. You have your newsletter. If people want to just be able to subscribe to that, what do they need to do?
Well, just give me an email or a jingle on the phone. You can call me at the county building, or our email address is on the county website. I'm tbub at lickingcounty.gov. Just drop me a note or give me a call, and be glad to include you in the monthly update so you know what's going on in county government.
Well, Commissioner Bubb, as always, it's a pleasure to have you in, just keeping people up to date on what's happening. We'll get you back in here in October as early voting may be started by the time you get back, or maybe getting ready to start. But it's always good so folks understand what's going on. And again, I highly suggest, if you haven't subscribed to the monthly newsletter, get it. I read it every month that I get it. There's a lot of different information in there that I want to not only use here for work, but personally as well, with some different events going on. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Check that out as well.